This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Russian forces fired cruise missiles at the southern Ukrainian city of Odessa on Saturday and bombarded a besieged steel mill in Mariupol, hoping to complete their conquest of the port city in time for Victory Day celebrations. Officials announced that last women, children, and other adults had been evacuated from the mill, but Ukrainian fighters remain trapped. In a sign of the unexpectedly effective defense that has sustained the fighting into its 11th week, Ukraine's military flattened Russian positions on a Black Sea island that was captured in the war's first days and has become a symbol of resistance. Western military analysts also said the Ukrainian counteroffensive was advancing around the country's second-largest city, Kharkiv, even as it remained a key target of Russian shelling. The largest European conflict since World War II has developed into a punishing war of attrition that has killed thousands of people, forced millions to flee their homes, and destroyed large swaths of some cities. Ukrainian leaders warned that attacks would only worsen in the lead-up to Russia's holiday on Monday, celebrating Nazi Germany's defeat 77 years ago, and President Volodymyr Zelensky urging people to heed air raid warnings. Relatives of the missing in Cuba's capital are desperately searching for victims of an explosion at one of Havana's most luxurious hotels that killed at least 27 people. They checked the morgue and hospitals, and if unsuccessful, they returned to the partially collapsed Hotel Saratoga. A natural gas leak was the apparent cause of Friday's blast at the 96-room hotel. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. A Hong Kong election committee is voting for the city's only leadership candidate, John Lee, who's expected to win and become Hong Kong's next chief executive. The committee, comprised of nearly 1,500 largely pro-Beijing members, voted in a secret ballot for 2.5 hours Sunday morning. Lee needed more than 750 votes to win the election. He would replace current leader Carrie Lam on July 1st. The airline operators of Nigeria say that airlines will stop operations starting on Monday until further notice due to high cost of jet fuel. We get more from VOA's Marissa Melton.
Domestic flights have been disrupted since March as some airlines started to cancel internal schedules while others delayed operations, citing scarcity of jet fuel. Global jet fuel prices have soared after Russia's invasion of Ukraine triggered a surge in the crude oil market, hitting airlines and passengers with steep cost increases. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
Afghanistan's Taliban leadership ordered all Afghan women to wear all covering clothing in public and threatened to punish their male relatives in cases of noncompliance. The decree Saturday evoked similar restrictions on women during the Taliban's previous hard-line rule between 1996 and 2001. Taliban previously decided against reopening schools to girls above grade 6, reneging on an earlier promise and opting to appease their hard-line base at the expense of further alienating the international community. That decision disrupted the efforts by the Taliban to win recognition from a potential international donors at a time when the country is mired in worsening humanitarian crisis. A San Francisco judge rejected former U.S. President Donald Trump's lawsuit challenging his permanent ban from Twitter. U.S. District Judge James Donato said in a ruling Friday that Trump failed to show Twitter abridged his First Amendment right to free speech. The judge also says the challenges failed in part because free speech rights don't apply to private companies, and Trump failed to show it was working as a state actor. The judge gave Trump an opportunity to amend his complaint. Trump's lawyer did not immediately respond for a request. He has his own social network, that is Mr. Trump, and now he says he won't rejoin Twitter if he's allowed. Recapping our top story, Russian forces fired cruise missiles at the southern Ukrainian city of Odessa Saturday and bombarded a besieged steel mill in Mariupol, hoping to complete their conquest of the port city for Victory Day celebrations. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.